You are listening to Aalap, the podcast from PodioIndia.com, introducing Indian classical artists. Namaskar, I am Deb.
And I am Pia. Aalap implies a conversation. In this podcast, the maestros share with you their world of Indian classical art.
Our guest today is the internationally renowned flautist from India, Pandit Ronu Majumdar, now on a concert tour of North America.
Ronendranath Majumdar, popularly known as Ronu Majumdar, has been living and breathing music since his childhood. His first guru was his father, Dr. Bhanu Majumdar.
I was always playing bansuri from childhood, like from the age of five I was doing. And my father used to patronize a lot of artists. We were from patronizer's family, royal family.
So young Ronu met the legends of Indian music quite early in his life.
So what happened, of artists of that time in Banaras, like, we lost Kishan Maharaj ji recently, who was very close to my father, and I've been very lucky that he played with me as well, one of my most emotional albums. So what happened, a lot of artists like Girja ji, Girja Appa, Appa ji, and that time my father was very close to Bismillah Khan Sahib as well.
Ronu was learning the flute, but he was now advised to expand his musical horizons.
They all said that without vocal, vocal is the supreme thing in music, and therefore any instrumentalist who learns vocal can deliver a perfect emotion, perfect melody. So I was learning vocal simultaneously from Mahadev Prasad Mishra, late Mahadev Prasad Mishra, one of the greatest Tumri singer of Banaras. Then we came to Bombay, then I started learning vocal from Pandit Lakshman Prasad Jaipur Wale. He was a great saint musician as well. So that helped. Still I sing, and I think that's one of my soul, my passion, and, it's very close to my heart.
Just think about it, Pia. The ghats of Banaras, classical music in the air, the doyens of Indian music living in the same neighborhood.
And Dad himself being a flute player. Music was Panditji's destiny.
I think I had nothing in my mind. It was my passion, and I never realized when it became part of my profession, and it became profession. I was doing this as a, I was dying for it always. The music was my life, and I was always singing even in the school. I was doing, playing, doing drama, everything.
Pandit Ronu Majumdar was trained in the North Indian style, but is very comfortable in the South Indian or the Carnatic style as well.
I have good amount of knowledge of Carnatic music, but my Guruji was a North Indian player. What happened was, Pandit Vijay Raghav Rao ji is my great guru. He is a South Indian, he's a Telugu, but he always played North Indian music. And what happened, his knowledge was so much respected amongst the greatest musician of that time, like Pandit Lakshman Prasad Jaipur Wale, Vinayak Bua Patwardhan, and all these people respected Vijay Raghav Rao ji as highest knowledgeable bansuri player of that time. And, he was the most senior bansuri player after Panalal Ghosh, who is the pioneer of bansuri.
Deb, we use the word flute for the Indian bansuri.
Mm-hmm.
But the Western flute is not the same as the Indian bansuri.
You're right, Pia. As Ronuji explains,
it's very different because basically the sound. If you fill a bamboo, you can see the small holes in it. So the resonance and the essence, of bamboo is very different. Bansuri means, the sur means the melody, and bans means, you know, bamboo. Plus, it has no keys. And so the glides, which is the strong point of Indian music. So the bansuri can produce immense amount of glides, you know, and murchanas, like Pandit Ravi Shankarji, my grand guru, plays. Those things, and vocal style. So it's kind of singing flute. So I think bansuri is very different than key flute. But key flute, which we call concert flute, metal flute, also has advantages. Like for the jazz music, you need a lot of chromatic expertise, and therefore, and concert flute can produce a better chromatic scale. And you know, improvisation is in practice in both system, like jazz and Indian classical. The difference. Indian classical, you improvise on the structure, within the structure of the raga scale. And jazz music, you improvise on the basis of the harmony and chords. So that is where, I mean, you can play in bansuri as well, but concert flute, metal flute, key flute does better. So that is where the basic difference.
Bansuri, a long bamboo pipe with six or seven holes punched into it, has been a pastoral folk instrument for centuries. A strong divine connection has been accorded to the bansuri as Lord Krishna's instrument, the sound of which is intimately associated with Ras Leela.
But as Ronuji mentioned, the bansuri has been a recent addition to the folds of Indian classical music. Pioneered by T.R. Mahalingam in the Carnatic system and Pandit Pannalal Ghosh in the Hindustani system of North India. Pandit Ghosh was a disciple of Baba Alauddin Khan of the Maihar Gharana, the same gharana that Ronuji belongs to.
And this is a gharana that can trace its lineage all the way back to Tansen, Emperor Akbar's court musician.
It's the gharana that has given us such illustrious names in Indian music: Ali Akbar Khan, Nikhil Banerjee, Pannalal Ghosh, and Ravi Shankar, the great guru of Ronuji and Mohan Veena player Vishwa Mohan Bhatt. Having had this opportunity of talking to Ronuji, I was especially interested in knowing where the bansuri belongs among classical instruments.
Making such a late entry into the family of instruments used in Indian classical music, mm-hmm. Where exactly does flute fit in with the other instruments?
It has, it's a dry instrument. You see, there is no continuity of sound. Once you are breathless, there is a gap. So there's immense amount of challenge to sustain the depth of the raga. As there is a sitar, sarod, they have a lot of sympathetic string, chikari, and jod string, you know. They're helping continuously. Whether you play or not, it's still the resonance continues,
mm-hmm.
like 20 seconds, 25 seconds, you know. Just hit a note and there is a continuation. But that challenge is the challenge. That's a wonderful challenge to have, and we use tanpura to cover that, and you must have good breath to sustain. And also there are many ragas which are still very difficult to play in bansuri, because you know it's only six holes. And even if you play Panna Babu style, which is seven hole technique, you'll use the pinky, the little finger. Still, that's a low madhyam. And I have designed this Shankh Bansuri, which goes to the low sa, which was again inspiration from my grand guru Pandit Ravi Shankar ji. After touring with him, I made a lot of change in my Bansuri. So these are the comparisons. Still, Bansuri goes through a lot of challenges and a lot of limitations as compared to sitar, sarod and violin, you know. But the sound of Bansuri also makes it up, you know, because it has very soulful sound, very earthy sound, very oriental sound, and very natural sound. People can listen to it for hours, you know, because the sound is, you know, it comes from nature. It's the sound of nature. So the sound is an advantage, and music, the glides and the ornamentations are challenge. But that is where one has to make the balance, you know.
Ronuji's dedication to Bansuri, his prodigious talent and rigorous training made him overcome all the challenges and become a favorite among music lovers around the world. He has won numerous awards. The Aditya Vikram Birla Award, Sahara Lifetime Achievement Award, National Kumar Gandharva Award, and Grammy nomination.
Pandit Ronu Majumdar is currently touring North America with concerts in New York, Indianapolis, Mobile, Columbus, Cleveland, Toronto, Phoenix, Houston, Los Angeles, and Bay Area, California. So far, the concerts have drawn connoisseurs among
The Indian audience, and also many places the Westerners were there, and many great musicians I met, and it's going great so far.
He is being accompanied on the tabla by Ramdas Palsule, a very promising young tabla player who has accompanied many legends like Pandit Jasraj, Pandit Shiv Kumar Sharma, Ustad Sultan Khan, Pandit Vishwamohan Bhatt, to name a few.
So, how is a typical concert layout? We asked Ronuji.
You have to give me 15 minutes so sincerely, and then I'm going to satisfy you with my music. Because if I don't do the long alap in first rag, then the foundation is weak. So first half I play big rag, and the alap, artists also have a responsibility to explain that what is the meaning of alap. Why do we play alap? So the alap is so meditative. That is where we create the picture of the rag as long as possible without doing any repetitive phrases. And then do nice bilambit bandish with tabla, getting a good amount of opportunity to explore, and then go to the climax and then break, and then do some small ragas without big alap. And that's the format I think people are liking it, and so that, you know, they can listen to. And then many kind of ragas, you know, and then do some ragmalika, ragmala, and then tumri and folk. And also, I like Paluskar ji so much. I mean, he's one of my god. So I play some Paluskar music as well.
One of Ronuji's favorite bhajans by Pandit D.V. Paluskar is Chaloman Ganga Yamuna Teer, based on Rag Pahari.
Ronuji has a number of albums to his credit. solos, yugalbandis, pure classical, world music. He has this wonderful gift of effortlessly bridging genres and creating mesmerizing sounds. But every artist has a few favorite albums.
There are three albums which will be always asset in my life and landmark. Of course, Kishan Maharaj played live in Banaras with me in, I think, 2004 or 5 generations, and I never realized that will be history. And that was released as it is live, and Kishan Maharaj playing Dhamar with me in Banaras, last item, can you imagine? And I had tears in my eyes, and I used to call him Chacha Ji. And in the beginning announcement also, they didn't edit, it is as it is there in the album, called Generation. That is, it still remains my most favorite pure classical, pure raga, 1 hour long. And then Zakir Bhai playing with me, it's a blessing, called Ethereal Rhythms from Universal. And Rai Kuder, one of the father of world music, playing with me in Hollow Bamboo. These three albums are, well, I think, will be always landmark, my best, I mean, these are very close to my heart.
Now, Pia, did you know that this album was not recorded in a recording studio?
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was recorded in a church, Christ the King Chapel in Santa Barbara, and it was a pure analog recording.
Wow, something unthinkable in today's digital age.
Mm-hmm. We just heard a piece from the album Fascinoma. The album featured John Hassell on the trumpet, Rai Kuder on the electric guitar, and Ronu Majumdar playing the bansuri. Now, this particular track, White Sky, was also used in the movie Primary Colors, whose music was by Rai Kuder. Ronuji acknowledges the influence of Rai Kuder on his music.
Rai Kuder has been a great blessing, and I think I got to learn a lot of his. Such a senior, like a guru to me, I think. He gave me a lot of credit, like Ronu is definitely Dr. Phil Goodman of Indian flute, all those remarks he made, and I think it was a learning process to be, and he was so touched. I would tell you, when I played the piece, Ami Chini Go Chini Tomai, because I'm Bengali, so I was just practicing, and he just came, I didn't even realize when he was doing something else in the morning. He just entered the church, it's not a normal studio, and he starts playing and we had tears in our eyes, you know. The piece is called Bay of Bengal.
Rono Majumdar is now touring North America. The concert dates are available on our website podioindia.com. Wherever you are, it will be a concert to remember. So please do make plans to attend it. Ronu ji has a lot to share with us in part 2 of this episode. From his thoughts on Indian music,
aesthetical part of Indian music is so strong and so meditative and so peaceful.
To the challenge music is facing both in the classical form.
Not only in India, everywhere the classical music is very difficult to tell our students that, you know, you have to take the tradition ahead, you know, you have a responsibility.
And in the form of the talent shows.
I have been judged for 2 times in Saregama.
Pandit ji also talks about his school in the US.
6 to 7 students are playing wonderful flute there, girls, boys.
His colleagues.
Kavi Alexander, I must remember him.
His family.
This immense amount of sacrifice from my wife.
And some little known anecdotes.
I said, I have never played Manchanda. He said, try.
Visit podioindia.com next week for the second part of this episode.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Alap. Thanks for listening. Please bookmark the website podioindia.com. Join us in this journey as we converse with the maestros. You can listen to an earlier episode featuring the Calcutta Quartet, and in a later episode we will have Pandit Vishwamohan Bhatt in an exclusive interview.
So for all of you who enjoy Indian music, let us keep this Alap or conversation going. If you have any comments or suggestions, send us an email at alap@podioindia.com. Join us again next week on another episode of Alap, exploring the magic of Pandit Ronu Majumdar's music.